My Grace is Sufficient by David Brant Burke.
Yielding our lives to the Lord may not always seem like an easy thing to do. To be able to sincerely pray in each time of decision-making, "Not my will, but thy will be done." But remember, Jesus promised that he would make his will easy. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." He promises that his yoke will never be too hard, nor will his burden be too heavy. So if you take it from the Lord and do his will, it's not going to be too hard or too heavy. And if you can't do anything else, just believe it by faith, because Jesus said so, even when it seems as if it's too hard and too heavy. God has promised that he will never place a load on your shoulders that's more than you're able to carry. He says, "There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. For God is faithful, who will not suffer, allow, you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." He'll never allow you to face more than you're able to bear. So if you find yourself facing a tough time of testing and a tough trial, ask him to help you to take it as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. So if you ever think the tests, trials, and battles are more than you can bear, and you just can't make it, they're more difficult than you have strength for, they're greater than you are, remember, the Lord is greater than they are. So take them to him. Draw close to Jesus and get desperate with him and lean on him. "Give me a task too big, too hard for human hands. Then shall I come at length to lean on thee, and leaning, find my strength." When the burden and the load seem too heavy for you, remember the story of the little boy who was trying very hard to lift a heavy piece of furniture. His father came into the room and, noting his son's struggle with it, asked him, "Are you using all your strength?" "Yes, of course I am," the boy impatiently exclaimed. "Oh, no, you're not," the father answered. "You haven't asked me to help you." When you're weak, then you can be strong, because his strength can come in and be manifested in your weakness, if you'll lean on him. He says, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." I've known many times that when I was weakest in the flesh, I was strongest in the spirit, because I just had to completely throw myself on the Lord. You don't know how you're going to make it, but he can make it for you. God knows you'll never make it on your own, but if you'll just yield and surrender to him, then his power can work through you. For it is God which worketh in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So Lord, we just ask that your will be done in each of our lives, to get out of each life what you want, and to put into each life what you want, that we may do your will to bring many, many more lives into your kingdom for your glory. You told us that you can only use broken people, so that we're only dust and we're nothing, and then you can remold us and use us in the way that you best see fit. Jesus, we want to be willing and yielded, because you can only fill empty vessels that hunger and thirst for the water of life and your spirit. So please help us to be as empty vessels, hungering and thirsting for your righteousness, willing to receive whatever you have for us, to become whatever you want us to be, Lord, whatever it is. Help us all, Jesus. Please keep us all close to you and in your will, submitting to you in every area. In Jesus' name, amen. Are you letting the Lord lead your life? Are you ready for anything? Anything God wants to do? You are if you're willing. If you sincerely want to please and follow Jesus and be what he wants you to be. God bless you and help you to yield to Jesus and go God's way. Amen. Only to be what he wants me to be, every moment of every day. Yielded completely to Jesus the Lord. every step of life's pilgrim way. Just to be clay in the potter's hands, just to obey what his will commands, only to be what he wants me to be, every moment of every day.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.